Hi there. The word for you today is, it's about him, not you. Nehemiah 6 verse 16, we read, this work has been done with the help of our God. After scoring a goal for his team, a big, rugged linebacker started dancing and beating his chest as if to say, look at me, I'm the greatest. Then the ball changed hands, and the opposing team ran it back on the ensuing kickoff, 80 yards for a touchdown. But unlike his opponent, the kick returner offered up a quick, thank you, God, before returning to celebrate with his team. Now, meet another team player, Nehemiah, the king's royal cupbearer. When he heard about Jerusalem's broken-down walls, he set aside his own problems, focused on the nations. Nehemiah was so burdened for the city where his forefathers were buried that the Bible says in Nehemiah 4 verse 1 that he actually wept, mourned, and prayed before God. When you do those three things, you're getting serious. Really serious. He remembered his roots and reminded God of his covenant. The covenant he made with his people. In essence, he prayed like this. God, I know who you are, and I know who we are, but your people have rejected you. That's true, but we're coming back, and you can give us success one more time. God honored that prayer, and as a result, Jerusalem's walls were rebuilt in 52 days, causing enemy nations around about to, quote, lose their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. What's the point here? Well, here's a point I'd like to make. When God looks for a leader, he knows the kind of man or woman he can count on. He knows that a leader who's a team player and not a soul trader, who team works, not ego trips, can turn weakness into strength, obstacles into stepping stones, and disaster into triumph. Now, you may not see yourself as a leader per se, but people watch you every day. The question is, do they know who you are following? And do they know that it's about him and not you?